Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Art of Everyday Assertiveness by Patrick King is a practical, reader-friendly guide to communicating with clarity and confidence in daily life. Instead of treating assertiveness as a fixed personality trait, the book frames it as a learnable skill built from small, repeatable choices, speaking up sooner, saying no without over-explaining, and setting boundaries before resentment builds. The focus is on ordinary situations where people commonly feel pressured or overlooked, such as workplace conversations, family dynamics, friendships, and customer service encounters. King emphasizes that assertiveness is not aggression and not passive compliance, but a balanced approach that respects both your needs and the other person's dignity. Through examples, principles, and actionable techniques, the book aims to help readers reduce people-pleasing habits, handle guilt and conflict anxiety, and regain a sense of control over their time and energy. The result is a toolkit for more honest relationships and calmer self-respect. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, assertiveness as a middle path between passive and aggressive. A core idea in the book is that assertiveness sits between two unhelpful extremes. On one side is passivity, where you avoid conflict, suppress opinions, and agree to things that do not work for you. On the other side is aggression, where you push your will through intimidation, blame, or disregard for others. King positions assertiveness as a middle path that protects your rights while also acknowledging the rights of other people. This framing matters because many readers hesitate to be direct due to fear of seeming rude, selfish, or confrontational. By separating assertiveness from aggression, the book makes it easier to practice clear communication without feeling morally conflicted. The topic also explores how self-perception shapes communication. If you believe your needs are less important, you will speak tentatively, apologize excessively, or delay decisions. If you believe you must dominate to be respected, you may escalate and damage trust. Assertiveness aims for calm clarity, stating what you want, what you will not do, and what you propose next. The skill is presented as measurable and improvable, which helps readers move from vague intentions to specific behavioral changes in conversations, meetings, and relationships. Secondly, speaking up early and clearly to prevent resentment. Another major theme is the value of speaking up before problems grow. Many conflicts do not start as big arguments. They begin as small discomforts that are ignored. When you stay silent, you often pay interest on that silence through stress, rumination, and resentment. The book encourages readers to treat early communication as a form of self-care and relationship care. When expectations are clarified early, other people have a fair chance to respond, adjust, or negotiate. When concerns are hidden, the eventual message tends to come out harsher and less controlled. This topic focuses on the mechanics of being heard. Clear statements, specific requests, and a steady tone are more effective than hints, sarcasm, or indirect complaints. The book also highlights that timing and structure matter. It is easier to address a situation close to the moment it happens than after weeks of buildup. Readers are guided toward communicating observable facts, naming the impact on them, and stating what they need next. Practicing this approach can reduce misunderstandings at work, prevent recurring friction in friendships, and help family conversations feel less like emotional ambushes and more like straightforward problem solving. Thirdly, saying no without guilt, over-explaining, or burning bridges. Saying no is presented as one of the most powerful and most feared assertiveness skills. People often say yes out of habit, fear of disappointing others, or anxiety about being judged. The cost is overcommitment, loss of time, and a growing sense that other people control your schedule. King's approach treats no as a complete sentence but also recognizes the social reality that many situations benefit from tact. The goal is a refusal that is respectful, firm, and not open-ended. A key element is reducing over-explaining. Long justifications can sound like negotiation or invite others to solve your reasons for refusing. The book emphasizes brevity, clarity, and consistency. It also distinguishes between refusing a request and rejecting a person. You can value the relationship while declining the task. This topic includes strategies for handling pushback, such as repeating your position calmly, offering alternatives only if you truly want to, and avoiding guilt-driven reversals. Learning to say no with composure helps readers protect energy for priorities, create more honest relationships, and build credibility because people learn that their yes actually means yes. Fourthly, boundary setting as a framework for protecting time, energy, and identity. Boundaries are described as the rules and limits that define where you end and other people begin. Without boundaries, relationships can drift into patterns where your availability is assumed, your preferences are dismissed, or your emotional labor becomes expected. The book encourages readers to identify the specific areas where boundaries are needed, such as time, personal space, privacy, communication frequency, and workload. Instead of waiting for a breaking point, Boundaries are framed as proactive agreements that reduce friction. This topic explains that boundaries are not punishments. They are information delivered with clarity, what you will do, what you will not do, and what happens if the line is crossed. That final part is crucial because a boundary without follow-through becomes a request, then a complaint, then a source of resentment. The book's angle supports consistent, calm enforcement without dramatic threats. Readers learn to watch for early warning signs, such as chronic irritation or dread before certain interactions, and use those signals to adjust expectations. Strong boundaries can improve self-respect, increase trust, and make relationships more sustainable by preventing silent scorekeeping. Lastly, handling conflict, manipulation, and social pressure with calm confidence. Everyday assertiveness is tested most when emotions rise or when someone uses pressure tactics. The book addresses the reality that some people respond to boundaries and refusals with guilt trips, persistence, or attempts to reframe you as selfish. This topic centers on staying steady in the face of discomfort. Assertiveness is portrayed as a discipline. You do not need to win, prove, or punish. You need to communicate your position and maintain it. The approach emphasizes emotional regulation and simple verbal tools. Short statements, broken record repetition, and neutral language help prevent escalation. When a conversation turns personal, assertiveness means returning to the issue at hand rather than defending your character. The book also highlights the importance of recognizing manipulation patterns, such as urgency, flattery, and implied obligations, and responding with time, distance, or clear limits. Social pressure is treated as manageable when you know your priorities and can tolerate temporary awkwardness. Over time, practicing these skills can shift relationship dynamics because people learn that your boundaries are stable and your communication is predictable, which reduces the incentive to push or test you repeatedly. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers who struggle with people-pleasing, conflict avoidance, or chronic overcommitment. Including professionals navigating workplace politics, caregivers managing family demands, and anyone who feels guilty for prioritizing themselves. It can also help readers who want to be more direct but worry about sounding harsh because the emphasis stays on respectful clarity rather than confrontation. The practical benefit is a stronger sense of control over daily life. When you can speak up early, say no cleanly, and enforce boundaries consistently, you reclaim time, reduce stress, and prevent resentment from poisoning relationships. Assertiveness also improves self-trust. Each time you act in line with your values, confidence becomes grounded in evidence rather than hype. That shift can make relationships feel safer and more honest because others know where you stand. Compared to similar communication or confidence books, this one is narrowly focused on everyday scenarios and actionable behaviors rather than abstract motivation. Its value is in turning a broad goal, be more assertive, into repeatable skills that readers can practice immediately. For buyers looking for a compact, practical toolkit, it is a worthwhile addition to the personal development shelf. If you would like to support Patrick King, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.